Hello, fans. Mr. Serica from Intelligent Phone Fantasy here, talking to you today about cross-dressing feminization training. Now, you might think that cross-dressing is feminizing, and in a way it really is. But there's so much more to cross-dressing. Many cross-dressers feel stress relief, excitement, arousal at donning feminine attire. Many still desire to emulate, feel like, the most feminine creature they can be. So feminization training and cross-dressers really encompass so much more than just clothes. Now, typically on my blog posts, I read my blog posts to you. I do that for a number of reasons, one of which, for those who like to peruse my latest post in the car, you can actually play it and hear me read the post. You certainly can read what I have to say at intelligentphonefantasy.com about this subject, but today I'm going to diverge a bit and talk to you personally about my feelings on cross-dressers and men who want to be feminized. Regardless of the feminization that we're talking about, whether it's cross-dressing, sissy bimbo, I feel that it's a great privilege and honor for me to be invited into your intimate world, to explore your other selves with you. Because it is true, we are all made of different selves. Our confident self, our maybe not so confident self, our dominant self, and maybe our submissive self. It's only to a matter of what degree, right? So some days you feel a little bit more assertive, outgoing. Other days, maybe you're more quiet and demure and sensitive to things around you. Well, men wanting to be feminized is really no different. Perhaps it's the expanded version of themselves, meaning when they feel less assertive and demure, it makes them feel feminine. And cross-dressers don't necessarily want to be a female. Donning their female persona in both mannerisms and dress, as I said earlier, is a stress relief and even arousing sexually. They don't want to be women. And no matter how far our society has come, there are still large portions of cultures and communities out there who, if a male came out as being a cross-dresser, it would be too much for them to endure. To reveal sensitive feminine desires and longings is taboo. It's actually more acceptable these days for a female to act more male, dress more male, than the other way around. I truly believe that each one of us has a need to express their true selves. And a lot of times our culture and our families require us to suppress that. If I can give you, the cross-dresser, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours of respite from that pressure so you can reveal your inner self, so you can feel and be who you want to be, free of judgment and compromise, free of stigma and judgment, then I'm very pleased and very honored to be that person for you. So I invite you today to come to my blog. Follow me on Twitter or Tumblr. And even call me. And let me be your safe place to be you. Until we chat, this is Mr. Serica from IntelligentPhoneFantasy.com talking about cross-dressing feminization training. I hope we chat soon. 1-800-601-6975.